We have to have a very fair assessment of this academic and intellectual icon of early Islam.
His impact is more pronounced in jurisprudence that he formalized.
And tens of thousands of statements and teachings have reached us from Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam.
This is Dialogue, an introduction to the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program is Dialogue and I'm your host Mahdi. Today we want to talk about one of the great personalities in the history of Islam, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Please stay tuned. The sixth divinely appointed Imam was the sixth Imam amongst the 12 Imams of the household of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam was the successor divinely appointed by the Almighty Allah, the successor to both the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, as well as the Commander of the Believers, Imam Ali alayhi salam. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam was a great, intelligent, genius figure who held a positive and active share in the establishment of human culture and civilization. He also improved the public life of the general masses and enhanced human thought and took human thought to levels never before reached. This was achieved, of course, by many means, including the advanced technological discoveries and inventions that were put forth by the divinely appointed Imam. It is widely and commonly related that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam was amongst those who discovered oxygen, and it was His Eminence who declared that air was not a simple element as it was known before, but rather it was composed of various elements. Welcome back, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam. So we have a really interesting dialogue that occurs between Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam and a man from the Khawarij who came and spoke with Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. So the Khawarij, of course, are the people who forced Imam Ali alayhi salam, amongst the other people who forced Imam Ali alayhi salam, into the Hakamiyya or the arbitration. So a Khawariji who was from the Khawarij of Nahrawan, they came to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam and he said, Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam made a mistake in the arbitration, in the Hakamiyya incident, and he became a disbeliever because he accepted arbitration while God has said, judgment belongs only to Allah. Now, of course, this is chapter number 6 of the Holy Quran, verse number 57. In response, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam calmly replied, doesn't Allah in the Quran, specifically about marital disputes, say to appoint two arbiters, one from the wife's family and one from the husband's family? Which is also in the Holy Quran, chapter number 4, verse number 35. The Khariji replied, yes, it is. So Imam Sadiq alayhi salam then said, so why is arbitration permissible here, but in the incident of Siffin, when two groups of Muslims disagreed, choosing two arbiters according to the same logic of the Quran is not permissible? Either you have abandoned the apparent meaning of the Quran, or you speak from your own whims and desires. The Khariji was completely stumped and had nothing to say in response. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam continued and said, Ali alayhi salam never disbelieved. Rather, the martyrs of Siffin are rewarded by Allah. You, the Khawarij, have fallen into heresy and you have left the religion. So return. You know, we find here, of course, many different lessons that we can learn. One, of course, is that one has to have a very complete and comprehensive knowledge of the Holy Quran. We shouldn't take verses of the Holy Quran out of context because they lead to misguidance. And matter of fact, taking verses of the Holy Quran out of context most definitely leads to misguidance. And so, you know, we have to do our best to never take verses of the Holy Quran out of their context because it will cause misguidance and confusion and deviation, not just in ourselves, but when we tell them to other people, we will misguide other people as well. And of course, this idea that if we misinterpret the Quran, then we can very well end up leaving the religion. And so that itself is something that is very scary. Now, the other thing, though, is kind of in a debate situation is when you are debating with an individual, try to use the same principles that are accepted by the opponent in the argumentation. So, for example, the Khariji brought verse of the Holy Quran, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam brought a verse of the Holy Quran. But a very interesting dialogue here that we have between Imam Sadiq alayhi salam and this man from the Khawarij. This is dialogue Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. IRIB English Radio, our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir.
And now we invite you to listen to Dr. Yasser Qadhi.
So today I was reading for a project I'm doing about history, and I was reading about the Abbasids, and a figure came up, and I thought, subhanAllah, we should have a quick, short khatira about a figure of importance in our history, and someone who really represents a very interesting window into early Islam, and that is the figure of one of the great-great-grandsons of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ja'far al-Sadiq. Ja'far al-Sadiq is one of the most important scholars of our religion. So he was born in the 80th year of the Hijrah, and one of the most interesting things about him, in that time frame, there was a lot of political turmoil, a lot of civil war going on. Ja'far al-Sadiq witnessed the end of the Umayyad dynasty and the rise of the Abbasid dynasty. He is alive, he is a full-grown adult at this time frame, and he manages to maneuver through a very, very difficult civil war unscathed. He himself was never jailed. He himself was never in political turmoil. He lived a very wise, astute life in this regard. And in fact, one of the policies he adopted, he did not get involved in politics. Unlike some of his relatives, his own uncle, Muhammad al-Baqir's younger brother, paternal uncle, his own uncle led one of the largest revolts against the Umayyad dynasty in his lifetime. Ja'far was a young child, Ja'far was in his 30s. So he's not a young, he's a young man. Ja'far was in his 30s and his uncle leads a revolt. It was the most powerful revolt before the revolt of the Abbasids. The most powerful, and it was very close to being successful. But Ja'far al-Sadiq refused to join. He goes, I don't want to join this. And his uncle, Al al-Bayt as well. And the Al al-Bayts were the most powerful. They had a lot of support. And his uncle called Ja'far, come join. Ja'far said, I'm not going to. It's fine. You do what you want to do. I'm not going to join. Ja'far did not join. And his uncle, his own people, many of them abandoned his uncle, just like that same thing happened to the grandfather. And the Umayyads managed to kill, and they really brutally massacred the army, and they really did a lot of evil things to the body. I mean, you know, they took it out of the ground. It is what it is. That's the way of the world. Always politics is like this, right?
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, Dialogue. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.